You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good afternoon, everybody, from Civic Media News Headquarters in Madison. I am Todd Allball. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, bringing you a breaking news story at this hour, especially for our listeners in the Racine, Milwaukee area. According to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel at this hour, a small airplane with three people on board has gone into Lake Michigan following a mid-flight problem after departing from Milwaukee and heading to Michigan, according to an airport spokesperson. The U.S. Coast Guard and other rescue and dive teams are responding to the incident, which occurred about 12 nautical miles off the coast of Milwaukee, said U.S. Coast Guard Petty Officer Michael LeFou. Nautical miles are used to measure the distance traveled through water and are slightly longer than a land mile. In an email, a spokesperson with Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport said the plane left the airport at about 12:17 this afternoon and was headed towards Michigan when it went into the water at about 12:37 this afternoon. The airport spokesman said that there were no details available on the nature of the emergency. The Coast Guard sent a helicopter and a 45-foot rescue boat to the plane's location. No information was immediately available. The plane was a Cirrus SR-22 aircraft, which is a small single-engine propeller plane, according to the spokesperson. Now, as of about 12 minutes ago, that reporting there was from David Clary of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I can tell you that Amy Fleury of Channel 12 WISN, the ABC affiliate in Milwaukee, 10 minutes ago posted this Dateline Wind Point, Wisconsin, saying that the small plane that went down 12 nautical miles off Racine, that now the U.S. Coast Guard is reporting that the three people on board have in fact been rescued. According to the Coast Guard and Channel 12 in Milwaukee, again, those three people that were on that plane that have gone down into Lake Michigan, according to Channel 12 and the Coast Guard, have been rescued. It is believed that they are being taken to the Coast Guard station in Milwaukee to be evaluated. So certainly good news there. If that turns out to be accurate, we have every reason to believe it is. Again, recapping, a single propeller plane went down about 12 nautical miles into Lake Michigan after taking off from Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport earlier this afternoon. And now, according to Channel 12 News in Milwaukee and the U.S. Coast Guard, the three people on board that plane have been rescued and are believed to be have been taken to the Coast Guard station in Milwaukee to be evaluated. We'll continue to monitor this fluid news situation off the coast of Milwaukee and Racine as more news becomes available. For now, at Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, I'm Todd Allball.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allball.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? You in the yard with your wife and children were working on some stage in L.A. Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep?
Welcome, everybody, to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Thursday, September 11th, 2025, along with Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, coming to you from the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. On a slightly haunting and eerie blue sky day, very much like that September 11th in 2001. For those of us who are alive and remembered it, Haunting, Alan Jackson. That song played constantly in the months and years directly after 9/11. And on the 24th anniversary of that tragedy, we are going to pause and reflect and remember. For those of us who are alive on September 11th, we remember that the world came together, certainly the country, on the next day, September 12th. Everybody said, never forget, never forget. Here we are 24 years removed. And for those of us of a certain age, you're kind of reminded that a lot of people right now, Americans that were not alive or were too young to remember the events of September 11th. So I'm going to take time and remember September 11th today. We're going to continue to follow the breaking news story that we just told you about in that special report. The good news, it appears, according to Channel 12 and the Coast Guard, that the three people that were on board that single-engine aircraft that left Milwaukee International Airport earlier this afternoon have been rescued, and are on their way to a Coast Guard monitoring station. So that is certainly good news. And also going to give you the latest information on the assassination of conservative commentator and founder of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk. We were, of course, on the air yesterday as that was breaking. And again, many thanks to Dan Schaefer, Luke Mathers, and Aaron Zommers for helping out with that coverage yesterday. Never easy, but important that we bring you the facts. So we'll tell you the latest on that. They have now identified another suspect, have released images of that individual. And I want to take time today. Look, if you're tuning in to get hyped up, to get amped up, you came to the wrong place. And I'd encourage you to look somewhere else. Because what I think is helpful in times like these is to take a breath and say, what can I, Todd, and what can each of us do to make things better? And I want to take some time. We tried to get our friend Kira Sabin, life coach, a psychologist, to be on the show today. She was booked with a client and certainly understand that at short notice. But I want to go back to some of what Kira has been on this program and talked about before, which are healthy coping skills. And she's talked about from a medical health and psychological standpoint that we as humans are simply not wired to be in a crisis all the time. That from our earliest days of being humans, we were wired. Our DNA is that when you have danger or something, that's when your adrenaline kicks in, right? And it's a life-saving mechanism. And that is carried over as we have evolved as humans. And so our bodies, our psyches react to these things in that way. But we're not, you know, if you want to go back to make it really simplistic, overly simplistic, go back to caveman times, we're not wired to fight the wild boar 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when we have all this news coming at us, assassinations, school shootings, we'll follow up on the school shooting that happened in Colorado yesterday at the same time we were talking about the Charlie Kirk assassination. And I think for a lot of Wisconsinites that I talk to, again, it goes back to just feeling completely overwhelmed and like we can't do anything about this and you don't know what to do. And so I want to talk a little bit about all of our mental health and how we deal with these news cycles. And again, to go back to what each of us can do to move forward and to tone things down a little bit. That doesn't, and by the way, in my opinion, that doesn't mean giving up what we believe. It doesn't mean fighting for things that we feel are right. But how we do that, right? How we do that. And give you the latest information on the Charlie Kirk story as well. Also, yes, I've got my Packer polo shirt on if you're watching the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Because there's a Packer game tonight. Maybe something less relevant, But on the other hand, getting back to our mental health, we all need these outlets that aren't news, that aren't tragedy, that aren't triggering us. Well, the Packers lose tonight. That might trigger us as well. But we have some cuts from Mike Clemens a little bit later in the show, our great sports reporter. He talked with Packers head coach Mike LaFleur. Also, Matt LaFleur also talked to Micah Parsons a little bit, and Jordan Love, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Brewers, third time in 3 years, Brewers got swept by the Rangers. Brewers going through a little bit of a rough patch, still 5.5 games ahead of the Cubs for the NL Central. They have the day off today, and then they start a three-game series against the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday. So we'll get to that a little bit later as well. But I want to start at 16 minutes past the hour with remembrance of 9/11. And this is courtesy of CBS News. There's a lot of other outlets out there doing this today. I just want to read you a little bit, and particularly for those that were not alive on 9/11. New York City is pausing to remember the 9/11 terror attacks that forever altered the city and the country. The annual reading of names and moments of silence were held this morning at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in Lower Manhattan. It's a somber ceremony when New Yorkers and the nation vow to, quote-unquote, never forget what happened on that day. The shorthand, 9/11, stands for September 11th, when terrorists carried out coordinated attacks in the World Trade Center in New York City and the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. 19 terrorists from the Islamic extremist group Al-Qaeda hijacked 4 planes, deliberately crashing 2 of them into the World Trade Center's Twin Towers and another into the Pentagon. A 4th hijacked plane was headed to the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C., but passengers and crew members fought back, and it crashed into an empty field in Pennsylvania. While many remember the horrific images of that day, we also share the harrowing stories of the first responders and volunteers who rushed to help with the rescue recovery efforts at Ground Zero. The 9/11 terror attacks took place 24 years ago today, on Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. George W. Bush was 9 months into his first term in office, and Rudy Giuliani was in his final months as mayor of New York City. Derek Jeter still says was still the Yankees captain. "I'm Real" by Jennifer Lopez and Ja Rule was at the top of the Billboard 100 chart, and Gary Condit and Chandra Levy were a top news story of the day. The attacks happened on primary election day in New York City, less than a week after students went back to school for the year. Polls opened at 6 a.m. that morning and just hours before the tragedy struck. Could go through the timeline, but those of us who were alive at that time, it happened a local time in New York City, 7:59 in the morning. The first jet took off, and at 8:15, then a second, and so on and so forth. The crashes happened a local time at 8:46 in the morning, be 7:46 here in Wisconsin. And for those of us who are alive, it was happening in real time on the morning shows on national television. We'll come back, talk about some remembrances, update you on the latest from the Charlie Kirk assassination in Utah. It's a special edition of the Todd Allball Show for September 11th, 2025. Stay tuned.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 22 past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, September 11th, 2025. Glad to have you along. talking about the anniversary, the 24th anniversary of September 11th. Going to remember the first responders, a lot of the heroes of that day as well. Going to give you an update on the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Some new reporting there. They have now released an image of a new suspect. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. And talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop barrage of overwhelming news, it seems like. Who's helping and who's hurting in this instance? But right now, I want to go to the phone line and go to a story that appears to have a much better ending today. Stuart J. Waddles, our great reporter with WRJN, WAUK down in southeast Wisconsin, joining us on our breaking news, top news story of the hour, and that is a small plane going into Lake Michigan after taking off from General Mitchell Field in Milwaukee. Stuart, thanks for taking time to join us. What updates can you provide us, please?
Yeah, you covered a lot of it there. And like you said, this kind of took a turn for a while there. It was kind of concerning. You hear a plane going down and people seen on the plane from above needing rescue. And it turns out all three people that were on that plane were rescued wearing life jackets and they're okay. So there's a lot to find out about what happened with that. So it went down quick, about 12 minutes into its flight, about 7,000 feet it dropped to the lake. So there's 3 to 4 foot waves out there. The Coast Guard's around. A boat comes in and plucks them out of the water, and we're trying to find out more.
Well, that's great. Great news on a tough news day all the way around. It's wonderful to have something that appears to have some good news at the end of this, and certainly thankful that those three individuals were rescued, it appears, and hopefully they are healthy and are able to recover. And appreciate you being on it, Stuart, and we'll check back in with you as soon as you have more. Thank you so much, Stuart.
You too. Thanks,
bud. Stuart J. Waddles from our WRJN and WAUK news team in southeast Wisconsin. Again, we'll continue to follow that plane crash and apparent rescue of the three people there in Lake Michigan. What are your remembrances of 9/11, 24 years ago today, if you were still alive? Or if, I shouldn't say still, if you were alive. The attacks, of course, killed 2,977 people from 90 countries. Most of them were killed in New York, in the Twin Towers, while 184 were killed at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., 40 were killed aboard Flight 93 in those fields of Pennsylvania. And of course, as John Stewart has fought for in Congress, there were several first responders, firefighters, EMTs, ambulance people that died from complications as a result of being in that wreckage and rescuing people. And there are so many great stories of heroism on that day, on 9/11. And as others have talked about today, the feeling that so many of us had on September 12th, that we're all in this together, that the partisanship melts away, that we're Americans first. Boy, you'd give anything to have that on this September 12th. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Tom, listening to us in McFarland on WMDX in Madison. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, just in regards to the discussion as far as how we can't stay in crisis forever, I'm a therapist myself, and this is something I often talk about with my clients. So just to kind of reframe it, to look at it from a slightly different perspective, if I asked you to do 100 push-ups, would you be able to pound out all 100 push-ups in one go?
I could not, no.
And I don't care how strong you are, Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely. Mm-hmm. At some point, muscle fatigue will take over, and you're going to have to stop. And that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you or there's something broken. It's just that it's just about capacity. But bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel we should be able to pound through this all day, every day, without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. It's all about that capacity. And when it comes to physical workout, we're very good about making sure we're resting in between the sets or resting in between the muscle groups for as far as the days. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to mental health, we just kind of fall down on that, thinking that, well, I don't need to take a break or I don't need to go into any kind of recovery. And we forget, no, you're going to burn yourself out fast.
See, Tom, this is why I love doing this show. Our great listeners like yourself, we've talked to you before. I had no idea that you're a therapist. So I really, really appreciate you taking the time to call in. In your expert professional experience or advice, what should each of us, like, give us one or two examples of things that we can do to mentally just take care of ourselves with this ongoing slot of crisis information?
I'd say the easiest thing is any kind of a break. One thing I often tell, the body is stupid. That's why we have a brain. And the body doesn't understand context or circumstances or judgment. It doesn't understand any of that. The only thing it likes is feeling like there's a sense of control, that it has some kind of a plan. So any action that you can take that does it, like, right in the middle of whatever it is that you're doing, do that. For example, anxiety management. You might have heard yoga, exercise, meditation, going for a walk. All of these are great techniques to manage anxiety, which is very true. But you'll also notice that none of these techniques have anything to do whatsoever with whatever is stressing you out in the first place. And the reason why is the body is stupid. That's why we have a brain. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book. Any action. The body doesn't care. The only thing the body likes is feeling that it has that sense of control, that it's doing something. So, take that break away from social media.
Tom, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to call. This is exactly where I wanted to take this show today. And you provided that professional expertise, because I can read things, but to have an actual person in the profession means the world. And I thank you for that. Feel free to call anytime.
Not a problem.
All right. Thank you very much. There you go. Tom McFarland, therapist. Exactly what we wanted to talk about today. Yes, we're going to get to the latest on Charlie Kirk, and we're going to talk more about 9/11, your phone calls as well. But we're going to talk about how we just deal with this overwhelming feeling and taking care of each other. It's the Todd Allball Show. Farm News is next with Pam Yonke. Phone calls on the other side for a Tuesday. Stay with us. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Thursday. I think I said going into the break it was Tuesday. It's Thursday. They both start with T. Thursday, September 11th, 2025, 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Zommer is on the board. Glad to have you along. Busy news day following lots of things. We'll get you updated here momentarily. Good news coming out of Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A plane took off of General Mitchell Field in Milwaukee. Single engine propeller plane, three people on board, crashed into Lake Michigan, or I should say went into Lake Michigan, about 12 nautical miles off the coast of Milwaukee. According to our own Stuart J. Waddles and others, the three people on board have been rescued by the Coast Guard and are on their way to the Coast Guard facilities for evaluation at this hour. We'll update you on that. Also following the latest of the Charlie Kirk story coming up next here, and apparently at least some precautionary lockdowns in some historically Black universities in this state. Lots to get to, but wanted to continue at least for a moment the discussion on the anniversary, the 24th anniversary of 9/11, the attack here by Al-Qaeda in the United States, where nearly 3,000 people were killed, either at the Twin Towers, at the Pentagon, or in the fields, farm fields of Pennsylvania, as those heroes, those common American citizens that were on board Flight 93 said, let's roll. And they took a poll of those on board and said, we got to stop this. We know we're not going to make it, but we're going to save a lot of other lives. Those people were and are heroes. Also heroes, the first responders, the firefighters, the policemen, ambulance crew, EMTs, everyday citizens who rushed to the, who instead of rushing away from the Twin Towers disaster, away from the Pentagon, rushed toward them. And many of those folks ended up dying. They aren't in the official numbers, but they ended up dying months and years later because of the medical effects that they got by helping others. And those people are heroes. Where were you, as the Alan Jackson song says, on that September day? I was in Richland Center. I had gone back to school at the time. Was on my way to the campus. And stopped. My mom was teaching kindergarten. And I stopped by and shared kids around the playground. And I just said, take care of yourself. I love you. I went to class, and then kind of class was, it was like, hey, you don't have to stay or don't want, and spend the rest of the day in front of the TV watching Peter Jennings most of the day. You'll never forget it if you lived through it. What are your remembrances of 9/11? And also we're going to be talking about, many thanks to Tom, who's a therapist who called in there before the break, offering us official advice. I have some things here we're going to talk about from our own Kira Sabin on taking care of our mental health, that our minds just aren't built to handle this continual daily tragic news cycle. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Charles, who has been waiting patiently in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Charles, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yep. So I remember I was on my way to work. I was around the corner. The radio station I was listening to, I'm like, man, what in the world is going on? And by the time I walked into the school building, every classroom had it on the TV. So that was crazy. But good story, though, that I had never heard of until I went to New York this past July. And something that I don't really think they focus on was they called it the mass boat lift. And so there's a gentleman that was watching what was going on with his wife. And he said, hey, I can't just sit here. I got to do something. He said he got in his boat. He said his wife told him, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to help. And she said, why? He said, because I need to. He said, if this is the way I go, then I'm going, this is the way I'm going helping people. So he got in his boat, went to the Manhattan Island. Other people started showing up with their boats. And so the Coast Guard captain saw what was going on, got on the radio, did a mayday call, an all call, that anybody with a boat, big or small, if you can come to the island to help get people off, please do that.
Wow.
And they got 500,000 people off the island in less than 9 hours.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and we happened to see it. We went to the 9/11 memorial, and we sat down in a room where they were playing this video. And just very touching. I tell anyone, if you've never gone to New York, go there just to go to the 9/11 memorial. And if you're going there, please go to that, because it is very touching. And to see all the pictures of the people that passed, the wreckage of some of the fire trucks, the metal of the building that just crumbled, it is. Something else to see that area. But yeah, that was, like I said, Todd, that was something that you didn't hear about, was this huge, all these people in these boats coming, not knowing if their lives was going to be in danger. And they got 500,000 people off the island in less than 9 hours.
It's incredible. And I not heard that story, Charles. I appreciate you sharing it with us. And just another example, right, of others before self. And I wish that somehow there was a way to harness that energy, that attitude, and move it 24 years ahead to today. And I'm not saying it's not out there. I think it is out there, but it's been replaced by too much divisiveness, in my opinion. Agree or disagree, Charles?
Agree, Todd. Yep. You don't have the same sympathy for people. You know, you saw the outrage, what happened with Charlie Kirk, but there was no outrage about the two students that were shot at in Colorado, nor the young man that what is going on in his life at 17 or 18, where he then took his own life.
Yeah. Now you're talking about the Colorado shooting yesterday as well. We covered that a little bit yesterday. We'll update people, but I think that's a great point, Charles. And as we kind of navigate this discussion about, you know, the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination, I think your point is valid in that, why is it that some folks, you know, particularly on the conservative side, are martyrizing, if that's a word, Charlie Kirk? And again, I denounce all political violence. He is a human being, was a human being, his wife and kids. That's a tragedy. But
right.
It's just, why is it that some folks want to martyr this one person, but we had school kids who were on their knees praying in a church a month ago. We had a state legislator in Minnesota assassinated in her home, and some folks don't have the same empathy, don't have the same reaction. And to be fair, there are people on the far left who were sickly celebrating Charlie Kirk's death. Where's the empathy there? So I think that there are people on all political spectrums that need a gut check, a look in the mirror, and say, why aren't we having the same compassion for everyone?
Yep.
Appreciate the call.
You're right, Tom.
Yep. Thank you so much, Charles. Appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, it was just we were just ready to go to work that morning. Head down the street a couple blocks to a job we had when it happened. But the most eerie thing about it that weekend to me, Tom, was the night before, the B-17 was in town, or one of them, flying around, a beautiful night, late afternoon. And then that three-day period where there was absolutely not an airplane in the sky.
Yeah, right.
It was just weird.
It was. It was really, thank you for bringing that up, because you're right. You just, we get so used to seeing the signs in the sky. I mean, I know it's not mm-hmm. really clouds or smoke, but it's whatever it is. It's the condensation leaves a streak, a white streak in the sky.
Yep,
none of that.
Trail, yeah.
The vapor trail. Thank you. And none of that, right? It was really eerie.
The only thing that was allowed was military. And even that was, I don't even remember seeing anything in the Madison area.
Thanks, Dick. We'll always appreciate your call. Thanks for your listenership. 855-752-4842. We're talking about remembrances of 9/11 from 24 years ago. Remembering the heroes, the EMTs, the first responders, the firefighters, the police officers, those average citizens who just rushed toward the danger to help their fellow citizens. Off of Facebook right now, our friend and ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, says, I had the opportunity to visit the official 9/11 Memorial in Pennsylvania. Truly an amazing experience, and I recommend it for everyone. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. That's on my bucket list. I've not been there. I have not officially been to the 9/11 Memorial in Manhattan, and really want to do that at some point soon. Let's go back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Gary, listening in Sussex on WMDX. Gary, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, I want to talk about, well, first of all, the 9/11. I was going to work, and my wife called me, and then I got to work and I started watching it, and I thought that it was an accident.
Mm-hmm. And many of us did, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and until the next one got hit, then I knew that, man, we were under attack. And I saw all those people on TV walking around and without masks on, mm-hmm. and you know, and obviously those people, most of them probably died. You know,
yeah.
Like 7,000 extra people have been affected by this, you know, but the reason I call it, I want to talk about Charlie Kirk. And you just mentioned something about, you know, why are we making this guy? And I'm not saying this is negative at all. Okay. And you didn't say it. I didn't take it negatively either.
Fair enough.
But you said, why are we making Charlie a martyr? Well, Charlie and all lives do matter. I agree, because there's somebody's child. You know?
100%.
Every single person. Mm-hmm. But as far as Charlie Kirk, he is possibly could have been our president of the United States, you know, in 2032, or could have been a running mate in 2028, you know. Who knows? But he did make a huge impact for the conservative young people in this country by going to these universities that are preaching secularism and talking about Christianity and stuff. Yeah, he was somewhat controversial, but he had the balls, just like I do when I call up you guys and I get comments about, you know, negative comments about what I have to say, especially the first 8 years that I've been calling up and talking with Dom and you know, Earl and stuff like that. I get hate calls all the time. And it didn't bother me. I wanted to give my opinion. That's all. Mm-hmm. And for people to hear that people do think different than all your listeners, because all your listeners basically think alike.
Well, I hope there's a little bit more diversity than just you or one or two people. Let me ask you this because I'm short on time here, Gary, and I want to make sure that I think you represented my comments pretty well. But I just was making the comment that it's confusing and a little troubling, more than a little troubling to me, that folks on the MAGA right, they're like I say, making Charlie Kirk out to be a martyr in some regards, but they didn't have that same empathy for school kids that were killed in Michigan or Minnesota, or the legislator who was assassinated there. And in fairness, I call out and have a real problem and denounce anybody on the left who is celebrating Charlie Kirk's death. That's sick and it's wrong. And I think that on both, to an extreme or to a degree, that there are people on both sides that just need to have more compassion for one another, Gary.
Well, I agree 100%. There's this guy that got fired yesterday on MSNBC, Matthew Dowd. Guy's an idiot.
Well, okay, I have feelings on that too, but I'm up against the clock. Always a pleasure, Gary. Thank you so much. Your phone calls, 855-752-4842. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media. Ready to work.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tom Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC and CBS News will give us a national update, as well as a check of weather and sports with a great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Packers play tonight. We'll get into that a little bit in hour number two. Off the text line, brand new listener, Jason from West Allis. Jason, we appreciate you calling in. Great name, by the way. Name of one of my two godsons. Jason from West Allis, listening on WAUK, says, "Hey, Todd, love the show. Watching you on YouTube." Well, he's watching on YouTube. Welcome, Jason. Says, "I was out riding my bike when it all went down on 9/11. Yeah. One of these days, on September 11th, when we all remember, those of us who were alive and were old enough at the time, you remember exactly where you were. Going to get back to phone lines in just a minute. Quick update for you, courtesy of CNN. Breaking news, multiple historically black colleges and universities in the South were on lockdown or canceled classes this afternoon over potential threats. Hampton University, Virginia State University, Bethune-Cookman University, and Alabama State University are on lockdown after receiving, quote, potential threats to campus safety, unquote, according to posts on school social media pages. The lockdowns come one day after Charlie Kirk, a prominent conservative activist and Trump ally, died after a shooting at a Utah college campus event, and on the heels of a wave of active shooter hoaxes at several other college campuses across the state. More on that as it becomes available. Talking about 9/11 remembrances, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Eric listening on AUK in the great city of Milwaukee. Eric, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hi, thanks. One of the things that I remember the most, and I was not a big fan of the second George Bush presidency, but when he stood there with the megaphone, mm-hmm. And he kind of rallied the country, I thought that was his finest moment. And I get choked up still thinking about it a little bit. A quick pitch. If you've ever seen the movie United 93, if you haven't,
I've not.
Every American should see that movie. It's not pleasant to watch, but it's, I saw that in the theater, and the only time in my life, everyone walked out of the theater totally silent.
Wow.
And it's a recreation of the passengers that were on United 93. I watch it every year on this, and I'm going to have to forego the Packer game tonight, and I'm a huge Packer fan, but I watch it every year. Every American should see that movie, United. And I have no affiliation with that movie at all. I'm not trying to make a buck off of it, but a tremendous movie.
Great reminder. I appreciate it. It's on my list. I don't know why. It's one of those movies that I just, for whatever reason, didn't get a chance to see in theaters. So I appreciate you bringing it up, United 93. I'll try to check it out soon. Thanks, Eric. Have a great day in Milwaukee. 855-752-4842. Carmella in Milwaukee on AUK. Carmella, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey. Hi, Todd. I say this day is, I was old enough to remember. I remember driving into work, and I remember the confusion because they thought it was a small plane. And, you know,
yeah.
And then I get into work. We had executives coming in. They were, my company was trying to merge. Mm-hmm. Nothing happened that day. We had a small TV in our office, and me, my boss, and two executives are sitting there all day. It was, I ended up like crying several times in front of them, and it was very difficult. But,
yeah.
And I remember the trauma after, like, probably at least 2 weeks after, it was constantly on the news and showing the towers falling. And I would like cry practically every time. It was so traumatic.
Appreciate the remembrance, Carmela. Thank you so much. And it gets to our point of, we're going to talk about this hour number two, how we deal mentally, mental health wise, with this continual nonstop bad news information. 855-752-4842. Bill listening on WMDX here in Madison. Bill, you wanted to talk about the other ongoing story, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. What do you got?
Yeah, well, I'm just old enough to remember when George Wallace was shot. And the difference in the way it was covered with how this is happening. George Wallace was a man who said many controversial and racist things. He was for segregation. And the media had no problem pointing out the things that he said and what he stood for, and without at the same time decrying the violence that occurred to him.
Mm-hmm.
This does not seem to be happening right now. People are making this man into a martyr. He was a Christian who supposedly espoused that empathy was damaging society. And if Christ's message was not empathy, I don't know what it was. He was somebody who did not seem to mind gun violence. And even as he was, just before he was shot, he was talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he didn't think women should be allowed to vote. He didn't think black people had the same brain capacity as white people, which is why they had to have programs to help them get ahead. And these things are all terrible things to say about people, and they are not being brought up by the media. They are talking about, they might say he has some controversial ideas, but they are not discussing this. And how I think it's very important that people realize before he's made into a martyr, and nobody thinks that he should have been shot. I certainly don't. But before the media makes him into a martyr, that stuff needs to be discussed as well.
Yeah. Bill, I can't thank you enough for bringing these points up, because I think they really are important to talk about and bring up and discuss. So thank you, Bill. Really appreciate the call from Madison here at MDX. We're going to talk more about this in hour number two. And I agree with Bill that Charlie Kirk said some really bad things, in my opinion, divisive things. Does that mean that he deserved or should have been killed? Absolutely not. Period. Full stop. But to Bill's point, I believe both things can be true. That someone said some really bad things and was divisive in our society, but he certainly had the right under the Constitution to say those things and did not deserve to be killed in any way, shape, or form. Tough issues to talk to, but really appreciate the thoughtful discussion from both sides this hour. We're going to continue that. Going to give you an update on the new person, the alleged suspect in the Charlie Kirk shooting. Talk about that a little bit more. And who's helping and who's hurting in this discussion. And we will get to mental health in hour two as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday, September 11th, 2025, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.